Yes, sir. Mic check, 1-2, 1-2, what it do? What's happening? It's your boys coming right back at you. It's your boy Mako with the fucking Draco. Ron the Don, Toby, yes, working on me and Rodney Twin, fucking Tweezy. Yo. Back for episode 26. I hope y'all are ready.
I'm actually Pineapple Toby today.
He is Pineapple Toby, man.
2-6, man.
2-6, man. You already know what the fuck is going on, two, man. Six, you know, I like to start the week asking, how's everybody doing this week, man? How your boys feeling, man?
I'm doing okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Just hurry up and get to my birthday, bro.
Pretty chill, been working. Birthday's working all week.
Birthday's coming up, Aries season.
Aries season,
God,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Back to I've been working all week.
I'm replacing with during a pandemic with during Aries season during this time period.
Yeah, fuck all the haters.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Yes, sir. All right, we got some hot topics flying that you guys
still celebrating too, man. Oh, yeah. Rising is Aries, man.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. And then Pisces was last season, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I have a very little bit of Aries in my chart. Mm-hmm. I think it's like down there.
No, like a 2%.
Yeah, like it's like low.
I was just talking to Akeem about this. Shout out to my boy Akeem in the fucking building. I was telling Akeem I have, so there are little aspects of things that go like within the chart. So there's something called a trine, and like how the trines work, like each element has three different things in it. So for water, it's Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Fire is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Air is Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, and Earth is Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. But a trine is like you have one of each of the three elements within your chart to make like a kind of illustration. I feel like I'm hyper talkative because I have an air trine in my chart. I have all of these. I have all the air trines. I have no water. I'm just talking about all that. All right, man. What?
Scorpio, Cancer, and Sagittarius.
Those are.
So, and a lot of water.
Yeah.
I'm still researching. Mm-hmm. I'll let y'all know what mine's are.
All right, man.
I have a lot of earth in mine.
Yeah, same thing.
I think I'm mostly Capricorn. Yeah, I have a lot of Cap in my chart.
You got three different Capricorn signs. But, so we talked about this last time, podcast week ago, about the Snyder Cut. Everybody at the table, we all saw the Snyder Cut. Yeah.
It was,
I tried to finish.
I have not seen the Snyder Cut, but I did finish WandaVision.
Oh my god! Finally, dude.
Caught up, you know.
Okay, but, wait, no, before we get to that.
The Snyder Cut.
Right.
We are going to talk about the Snyder Cut. Yes.
No, it like I don't care because you can't spoil it. It's yeah, the I'm same sure. movie. So it's,
there are certain. So there are like
just better.
It is 4 hours. Yeah. It was funny. Nigga said it was an interlude. There wasn't an interlude.
Missions,
there were just
intermissions.
There were just small,
intermissions like, is accurate, semi-accurate, I'll say. But it had 8, and there were just like 5-second font Premiere Pro put together.
So it was, movie was pretty, it was very interesting. I think, especially within context. I feel like if they just dropped a 4-hour movie, people's perception probably would have been different. But the fact that the first one was bad allowed them to be able to completely release Zack Snyder's vision. I fucked up with a lot of the, I don't know, there was still, one thing I did say I did not like in the movie, we talked about it I think for a second last week, but then I got to really see it, that nigga used a lot of slow motion.
Everybody's going to say, yeah. If you have common sense, you'll know that slow-mo was exaggerated.
Yeah, it was literally like there were moments where it was like, okay, because like, I've explained this, me and Ron have had this conversation.
Yeah. I think when I actually watched it, I was like, yeah, I understand now. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing with the Flash, just like, I guess like bringing her down and everything, just
that
everything
was
just
nice.
It was nice. I like the sentiment, but it was exactly.
It was literally because I was telling him, I was like, for a moment. So the Flash is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. So it's kind of like you have to slow it down initially so you can show people like this nigga's moving this fast comparative to the rest of the world. But after a point, it's literally like, all right, bro, I get it. Like, I want to see him move fast. Like, he's a fast moving ass
whole
nigga.
Thing.
Yeah, so it'll like, be for you. The scene with
Quicksilver.
Yeah, like Quicksilver. So it's like, so you're
that's
still moving.
What we're used to. Mm-hmm.
He's still moving fast, but it's like everything around him is slow mo. Mm-hmm. That's better.
Like the scene when Batman throws the batarang, for example, and it's like that's the perfect example I'm talking
so
about.
Much,
like it was like, okay, we get it. Like. You're the Flash, and you move fast, and it's like he's literally like, oh,
have the choir in the background.
Damn, that's Batman. Oh, damn, a batarang. Oh, like, right. Oh, nigga,
it took so long to get
lightning
you.
Like, just everywhere, just
yeah, it's like something's coming at me. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Oh, it's a Batarang.
I get that they're trying to make it legendary. They always, Zach always tries to make things more legendary than it needs to be.
Yeah, I feel that because there were scenes where it was like, okay, I get it. But it was also like, for example, it was just there were certain scenes where it was literally like, you literally don't need slow-mo here. Like, there was a scene where like a tank shoots a fucking gun and a tank shell slowly falls to the ground. It's like, nigga, it's a back tank. Like, let nigga. Okay, so I explained this to. Do you remember that scene when Wonder Woman came in? The longer version of the scene where she was like shooting where the niggas were shooting.
Yeah,
and she was like
at the bank
when she was like moving fast. That was fine. Like, like they slowed it down for a second so you can get okay. She can block bullets, but then they just started showing her like.
That shit looked crazy. That was effects. Those effects were. Mm-hmm. We didn't get that in what that monstrosity was of a solo movie.
We got it in bits and pieces, like the
that second one.
like
the sequel to the solo movie.
Like we got the we got it in bits and pieces after doing research on certain things. It was like I think they did say Zack Snyder's daughter died or something along those lines. So they got Josh. That was why they got.
Yeah,
Josh
he had to. He had to leave, and Warner Brothers because they were doing this backwards in the first place. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to wait because Justice League came out in what 2017 or 2018?
17.
We already had 17. Two Avengers team up movies, and all the main Avengers characters finished their trilogies. So. Warner Brothers, because they kept Henry Cavill, Cavill, however the fuck you pronounce it. They didn't want to create, they didn't want to like start from scratch, so they had to create the universe themselves, but they didn't give us, which is part of the reason why Snyder's cut is 4 hours. Because I do understand that he did a lot of time to dive into, at least Cyborg.
Cyborg,
I read a lot that he read into Cyborg, who was supposed to get his solo movie. Like, it was supposed to go Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Wonder Woman, Justice League, Cyborg, Wonder Woman 2, and then whatever was coming next. But because Zack Snyder, because Warner Brothers or whatever wasn't trying to wait for Zack Snyder to grieve, they went with Josh Whedon and pushed the movie, and Zack Snyder said, fuck y'all. I'm not coming back.
Cause
and now we don't get a Cyborg movie.
And because literally, even within the context of like the rest of the movies, right? Like, all the DC movies got way better after Batman vs Superman, Justice League, and Suicide Squad, and they were like, all right, well, fuck. It's like you said, they were trying to catch up with Marvel, and after they were like, well, fuck it, let's just make.
I forgot about Aquaman.
Yeah, I forgot to add
but I forgot to include this movie in this.
But yeah, after they were like, all right, well, we're really just gonna focus on these independent characters.
Yeah, Shazam was really good.
Shazam was great.
Aquaman was really good. The third act was kind of.
I don't think it was super. I thought it was because it was like it was a lot.
It was a lot. Like the third act,
it definitely wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It draws a lot of similarities to Black Panther how it was done. So, and that was a good formula for a movie. So, but yeah, like all the solo movies were really good. Then we got to 1984, but
that was the only one that was really bad. Even after going back and like after time was going by, I'm like, bro, that was literally not the first one was way better.
The first one was so much better.
Yeah,
like, I didn't like the third act of the first one either, but I only didn't like the third act of the first one because it seemed like at the end they made Diana way too naive to like what was going on in Ares and stuff, and I was like that was like the only part of her character that was just like that didn't make any sense. Like we all saw
this building
he was going to be Ares. So
or I didn't personally see him, that dude being Ares, but I knew the dude that she was like, he's Ares, was not Ares. It's not him. Like, but but even as far as this Justice League goes, I'm happy that they did it, because I'm very interested. Everybody's saying they're interested to see what's gonna happen next because of the success and the marks that this one hit. Because of the fact that because of the way that they've instituted like everybody within the Justice League, even the fact of like, okay, so I think in the original Justice League movie it was like Steppenwolf came to Earth and Steppenwolf was like, I'm here for the mother bosses, and it was weird.
And this who is this guy? And everybody,
yeah, nobody knew who Steppenwolf was.
It was so fire. Like when they show that scene where like Darkseid comes down, he's battling all the gods. It's literally like the Justice League are the modern version of gods. Like they're like everybody in it represents like Superman and Wonder Woman represent more so like the gods. Like Cyborg, you have an Atlantean, and then the humans. would be basically Batman, Cyborg, and, like, the Flash, but they represent, like, everybody coming together to be Darkseid. And I was also interested because, like, Darkseid's thing in the comics is the anti-life equation. And I was like, are they
When I saw the equation, that was so interesting.
Yeah.
I give him applause for making it so unnecessarily complicated.
But
Zack Snyder is a comic book fan.
Yes, that's why he's going to do comic book.
Comic book fan.
That's, I was super.
He will dig deep. Even, like, I know a lot of people don't like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
I see where he was trying to
go. Specifically, like, the thing that didn't make Jesse Eisenberg a good Lex Luthor was he wasn't charismatic and aggressive.
Yes, yes.
He gave more, like, schizophrenia. But the scene where he's with the...
He wasn't...
Social Network.
Yeah,
he was like a normal character. But the scene...
Escape from that.
Yeah,
he just has, like...
But the scene where he's with... What was she? She wasn't the DA. What was she? The judge or something? In his office, and then you flip up the painting, and it shows the gods are coming up from the bottom, who's really the gods and who's really the demons. I was like, again, that's Zack Snyder's god complex. But I was like, but that is some, like, mind-level... Lex Luthor type shit. Like, that's some shit that he would, like, really do.
Lex Luthor's supposed to be, like, kind of like Tony Stark, but, like, a lot more cold.
Sinister.
Yeah, sinister.
He's supposed to literally be... He is supposed to be, like, I'm smarter than you, but he's also supposed to be, like, hey, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
Not, like, I'm smarter than you, down to the most
He was only... I noticed he was only in the beginning of the movie and the very end of the movie. That beginning shot, when he was supposed to be in that little fog, that effect was sketchy.
Yeah.
You could tell they've, like, faded him through some cheap-looking fog to look at. Who is he looking at again? Doomsday or something?
I think Superman just yelled and everybody around the world heard it and he just turned and looked in that direction or something like that. I don't know. But I did enjoy the movie. Also, like, literally, like, I think the night it came on, like I said, my sleeping schedule would be so fucked up. I was up and I tried to go to sleep and then I was like, oh, damn it. Because it's Wednesday and it dropped on Thursday instead of Friday. But it dropped at 3 in the morning. So I was trying to go to sleep. And then it got around like 2:30. And I was like, I guess I'll just stay up and try to like watch this. And I got all the way up until... I think I watched 2 hours, maybe 45 minutes of it. I got up until they were bringing Superman back, which...
I got up until that shit, bro.
You can tell, like, somebody was breaking it down. Like, you can tell watching that version and the original version, like, where Joss Whedon came in and did his thing at, and where Zack Snyder was, like, here. Like, for example, in the original Justice League, I think Superman does something to Batman, and Batman makes a joke after he gets smashed against a car or something like that. Like, Joss Whedon, because his whole thing, especially in the Avengers, it's really quippy.
Yeah.
So niggas just, like, crack quips all throughout the movie, but, like, for the way that Justice League was set up, it wasn't like
it wasn't supposed to work that way.
No, it wasn't.
So it worked for the Avengers.
So a lot of jokes and stuff were taken out of it. Like the Steppenwolf, people have said this 1,000 times. Steppenwolf looked badass. Like, even the fact that
he
was
does. Like his arm, like, bro, like when
from the
part where like they
shoot,
like,
the arrows.
They shot all the arrows into him, and then he was just like,
you good? I would, like, I never believed the Snyder Cut.
Hardening skill or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I went from not believing the Snyder Cut existed.
Nobody thought it did.
To not believing it was going to come out.
Yeah.
To hearing it was going to come out and be like, it's not going to revive Justice League. And then seeing Steppenwolf in the first trailer for it and like, oh, no, this shit is actually going to be good. I was like, this shit is actually... Then I saw it was like 4 hours. I was like... Okay, that's a drag. But I feel like
Zack Snyder has created a reputation where he's credible enough to like put something out where people are going to.
Right, like it's still going to be good. Like Batman vs Superman was the only one that wasn't. That wasn't good. And well, I'm liable to believe that he had even less control over that than I thought in the first place.
Within the Justice League, well, I don't even think. I don't think Man of Steel was really that good either. But I think
was that Zack Snyder?
Man of Steel was rowdy.
I did not know it was Zack Snyder.
It was rowdy, and I appreciate him for the grit.
But this is the thing. This is the thing.
It's not like it either.
Because he has... Zack Snyder has bad movies, but he's really good with action. And the thing about Man of Steel, the reason why Man of Steel is not a good movie is because... Because he got Christopher Nolan to help him direct it.
That's why I thought it was Christopher Nolan who directed it instead of Zack Snyder.
Yeah, he co-directed it. But the problem is... It was like, we got all the success of the Dark Knight movies, right? And then it's the Dark Knight. So, Christopher Nolan, like, how I think I pointed this out, like, in a few conversations with people that I've had about Captain America. So, originally, Captain America stood for, like, America.
But now he stands for more so doing justice. The right thing, justice and doing the right thing. So if America's not doing good shit, Captain America, the way we perceive him on screen is like, nigga, yeah, I'm not going to do this. So Zack Snyder tried to modernize. Remember I had a conversation with you about why it's hard to make a Superman movie in this modern day. Mm-hmm. And it was like Superman in back in the day, because he's like the archetype superhero. It's a lot easier to make a superhero movie when you don't have a pool of superhero movies that like kind of do the same thing and draw from the same tree. Yeah. But Zack Snyder tried. So Zack Snyder was like, okay, I can't have Superman be this like, I mean, that he couldn't. He was like, well, it'll be kind of corny to just make Superman this just super colorful ass nigga. So I'm going to try to make it a darker movie. But that's the thing. You can't make Superman a dark character because he's not a dark. Batman is that. Like,
I think that, but I also think that was where Christopher Nolan and Zack Snyder differed. Because I think Zack Snyder wanted a realistic view of Superman. Yeah. So he brought in, like you said, coming off the success of the Dark Knight trilogy, he brought in Christopher Nolan because Christopher Nolan made Gotham real. Wasn't, you know, like the Joker literally seems like a terrorist that we literally could face. Bane,
not as just much.
Super
not,
muscular, but seems like Bane a terrorist that we could face. Yeah. He was just more of a menace, but he just seems like a deranged like person who could wreak havoc, but it they had real consequences in the movie, the realism of what happened.
But that's,
and in Man of Steel particularly, there were just things that they tried to do that didn't work. Like the fucking Twister scene doesn't make any sense. Like I get it. But, it's supposed to showcase it, but
the Twister scene?
My thing Super, like the his, thing about
Superman is, yeah, but the thing about Superman is like, well, yeah, it was the thing about his dad. His dad didn't want him to show off his powers. But the thing about Superman is by the time Superman was an adult, he was Superman. There was no, you can't show off your powers. That scene would have been better if you introduced a younger Superman. And this was how the world found out about him.
But even in, but this is what I mean, even in the concept of them saying like, okay, you can't graft this dark part personality to Superman because that's not his thing. Because he is an all-powerful God, basically. Right. Like, and the action in the movie, that's the one thing I'll give him credit for. The action in the movie is fucking incredible.
General Zod.
Like, bro, General Zod of Superman awesome fighting is fucking awesome as shit. But it's the fact of, it's like, okay, there were so many different things. Like, the fact that, because I've written about this. I'm trying to find the thesis of it. Like I said, the concept is you can't grab, not you can't, it's harder to grab darkness to Superman because he's not a dark character, but it has to do with that concept of him. Like, yeah.
That's literally the thing between him and Batman. And Batman is the dark one, Superman is the light one, if you will.
And Superman, it has to do with the concept of, like, the way they raised Superman, Clark Kent and Pa Kent. And in the movie, they're like, humans don't deserve you, and, like, it's up to you to decide to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not supposed to be Superman. Like,
right.
He's supposed to be like, he's going to do the right thing, like, right, regardless. Thing every single time. It's one of the things that in theory is how you're supposed to make a good Superman. You don't make somebody good. It's not that you don't make somebody for him to fight, but you put him in a position like, are you going to save these kids? Or are you going to save, like,
right, like, Lois, like, he's the one that you start that. He's the one with the damsel in distress or
That's how you do a Superman movie. More so, and they made him, it was literally, they made him about, like, even what you were talking about, it being more like real life. Like, so in real life, one of the things in the movie was like, at the end of the movie, the United States was like spying on this nigga. He's like, I'm not gonna let you spy on me. He's like destroying their shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because in real life, if that would be what would happen, America would be like, bro, we gotta, like, we can't let this super nigga just be flying around.
Right,
like,
you know, like, nah, bro, like if we can't control him.
So, like, but as far as action movies, like, as far as action in movies, and like you said, he loves comic books. So, like, I was interested to see, like, damn, so now that this is happening and they do have the success, are they going to push forward with, like...
Zack Snyder is the one who came out and said he didn't want to work with them anymore.
You don't think he'll, like... Because, man, he got so much pushback. And then now I'm thinking about, damn, a Zack Snyder directed movie where I get to see Shazam, and not Shazam, where I get to see Black Adam and Superman fight each other.
Pierce Brosnan. That would be great. Like, the thing about it is, it's not so much that I don't think Zack Snyder wouldn't come back. It's how much control would the studio then give him? Because even still with this, there's not much for them to lose here with releasing the Snyder Cut.
That's true.
Because of HBO Max. Do you go back, you know, how do theaters come back in the future, and then what do you...
But even outside of theaters coming back, I think because you have the success that you have with this, like people were like, release the Snyder Cut, you made it a thing, and then you put it out, and then you got, when, on one hand, niggas was like, bro, Justice League was absolute dog shit, and then on the other hand, you literally have people like, bro, same hand actually, it's like, no, this movie was actually amazing. Yeah, like amazing. This one was actually
good, and you want more, like people want the Cyborg movie, people want the sequels.
And he set it up in the end for it to lead up towards something, so like, it could just be
that awesome. Because that was the original plan. Mm-hmm. I think another thing that goes with it is we had the, you know, you had the Aquaman movie and then you had the Shazam movie. I mean, the next logical part is the Cyborg movie, but the actor that's playing Cyborg is also currently beefing with Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, so
is that the next movie that's
It was some racial thing.
And no, you're right. You're right.
They weren't trying to get him. But
he hated Josh. We know.
Yeah, him and
Josh. We don't want to get beef. And
that's why he wasn't hardly in the. That's why he's so heavy
in the original Justice League, but he's in this one more.
Yeah.
And like that would be the thing. Like, I'm sure he would probably come back and work Snyder. But
them crackers.
Like, so it's just a lot of other things at play here that make me, like, I think at this point, I mean, what we would, the only solo movies we haven't had are Cyborg and Flash.
We haven't had Cyborg, we haven't had Flash,
so it would have to be one of those two.
I can't do a whole movie of Flash, how they gonna do it, though.
You're the second person I heard, well, that character, I don't care about his...
I think they could.
Flash could.
They could.
Jeff, y'all know the director, Jeff Gunn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if he directs it, I think he can do it, right? Mm-hmm. But don't give it to someone like Zach.
No, you can't, because he's too much of a lighthearted character. Emotional. He's supposed to be funny. Like,
Flash, he wasn't that funny either. You
know? He was not funny.
He was awkward, but it was just like
he was actually funnier in Joss Whedon's one. He had jokes in Joss
Whedon would be perfect for.
Yeah, yes,
Joss Whedon would be perfect for. Like, he's quippy. He's the comic relief. He's the quippy one. Another thing about Joss Whedon's Justice League that I didn't like. I didn't like how he made Aquaman funny. Because Aquaman is funny. You can make Aquaman funny. And Jason Momoa is great for that.
But not in the
But you made him like total...
He didn't do much.
Dunce funny. Yeah, he did stupid bro funny. And it's like, that's not... Who Arthur Curry is. Like, he's a whole scientist, bro. Like,
yes,
he's a really smart person. And he's an Atlantean, so...
And it's also...
Like, you could make him like Tony Stark funny.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, I think...
I'm gonna stop comparing this to Marvel.
I'm not gonna give too much discredit on Joss Whedon's behalf, because he got a movie that was basically already done. It wasn't his, and he had to remake it into his own image and do it how he wanted to do it, and like reshoot or like add certain things to it. So it's not like he started from like the bottom and like made his own Justice League movie. It's literally like,
I think his own would have been better.
Yeah, his own.
What we got, at least. I haven't seen the Snyder Cut to say it would have been better than that, but I think if he had his own direction from the jump, it would have been better than what he gave us.
All right, man. Jump topics real quick. So, me and Ron this week, Sunday, went to ThriftCon. Shout out to the niggas at ThriftCon.
I forgot where they're originally from, but they basically travel around to different cities and set up at different facilities, and then just host different vendors within the city and then within whoever they're traveling with. And yeah, it was pretty dope. They had a lot of vintage shit. Like, I don't know, just shit I've never seen before. I saw the box, the Jordan box, the Wheaties. Yeah, they had that. I don't know if they had it for sale, but it was definitely on display. It was pretty cool.
I had, because there were certain things. So I just recently got into clothes. I'm not even like deep into clothes, but like, I think when I was a kid, I didn't give a fuck about clothes. When I got around like middle school, high school, I started going. I think somebody gave me two pairs of shoes, and I was like, actually, okay, I get shoes. And then as time went on, I think I want to say 21, 22, I started going like, I want to be able to look like an animated character, kind of. Or at least like subliminally, because it's, I don't know, it's a little, I think I got a pair of joggers and I might have put something on and I was like, actually, this is like, this matches. But I can say only about last year that I go, okay, no, I want to start like having like nicer things and like looking nice with things. So I think outside of shoes, jeans is what came next, or pants, but jeans is what came next. Shout out to my homie Akeem. So people have been telling me to put on clothes. Akeem was like, go get a pair of G-Star jeans. I got a pair of G-Star jeans. I was like, okay, I actually get it because of the way, like, so with those jeans in particular, the way that they're actually like made with the denim, like the darker pair that I have, like, I think most just straight leg jeans are just like, it's like, it's just like denim composed and like, I don't know the dimensions as to how the pants are made, but it seems like it's only like one layer. And with these pants, it's like the pants are composed in three different parts with three layers and they bend around the knee. Mm-hmm. So when you sit, you have comfort. They wash, you can wash them a million times. They retain the color and they like stretch sometimes. So they feel like joggers and shit at the same time. So I was like, and then you put them on and you can just feel it, bro. There's like, you can feel the stitching.
Some clothes, like you really just feel that shit. It's yes. Just, it just feels. I think it was like around middle school where I just became like aware mm-hmm. that like, you know, maybe I need to dress a certain way or like mm-hmm. I don't know, just find shit that I'm into mm-hmm. But I don't know, I was also a kid, a broke kid,
so. So like when we went to the thrift convention and it took me a second, there were shirts in there that were like, I would look at a shirt and I'm thinking, oh damn, this shit probably cost like $30-$40.
Like, yeah, it's $500. Bro, they had a vintage Kurt Cobain shirt of mm-hmm. just him in a baby picture and then like his rip date mm-hmm. and that shit was $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Did they have that was the lowest ass. The MJ and MJ lowest. Shirt, Michael Jordan and right. Michael Jackson.
They probably
had 95, I think.
They probably did. Bro, they had mm-hmm. maybe like every like NBA championship conference mm-hmm. shirt. Jersey.
Yeah. I was mad.
Like, dating back to jerseys. Like 90s and stuff.
Dating back to 70s.
Bro, yeah, literally.
They had a Karl Malone jersey mm-hmm. that I think you found.
Shaquille O'Neal when he yeah. was on the Magic.
Crazy.
Literally crazy shit. And I didn't even as far as like, it took a second for me to get it.
And the shit was signed too. Some of the shit was signed.
Mm-hmm. And it took a second for me to get it more so about shirts. And then I thought about it, and then I asked somebody about it, and they, like, I think it was Akeem that, like, confirmed it. Because I think, for example, there was a Plastic Man shirt. So, do you know, like, do you guys know who Plastic Man is? In the DC Universe, he's, like, he's basically, like, Mr. Fantastic. But, like, he's a really, and I said it when I saw it, it was literally a white tee, and it had Plastic Man on the front and the back. So, I looked at it, and I was like, and because the dude had it hung up, I was like, that's one of his prized possessions. So, it's probably going for more, probably, like, $100, $150. Shit was $600. And I was like, why? But then I thought about it, I was like, dude, nobody knows who Plastic Man is except for the realest niggas. Like, and like, he's a comic, but they would. You probably seen Plastic Man maybe in. The only thing I've seen Plastic Man in on TV was like a. He has to have been at least one Justice League Unlimited episode. And I know he was in an episode of like Batman, the Brave and the Bold, like the super colorful one. Mm-hmm. I think he was in one of those episodes, but he's like niche as fuck. So I was like, that shirt probably came out like years ago in like the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it was only maybe like three of them made. And he has it in mint condition, and nobody knows who this character is. So, like,
yeah,
it's probably way more expensive. And apparently, shirts made longer, which makes sense because everything is just apparently getting more trash as time goes on because people try to like save money. Millionaires and billionaires are trying to save more
capitalism.
Money. Yeah,
yeah.
So they make things like shirts.
They make things cheaper.
Yes, yes. So the quality of things. Aren't as good nowadays, and I think that's like across the board, dude. Even with food, I swear to God, bro, like. You used to be able to eat fast food. Not saying it was ever good for you, but I swear you used to be able to eat some of these fast food.
You could not get 20 nuggets for $1.29.
That, when I heard that the first time, I almost had a heart attack looking at it. I was like, God bless anybody who gets 20 nuggets.
That sounds sickening.
It literally sounds less than 10 cent a nugget. It's like 8 cent a nugget or some shit like that.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's frightening. Yeah, bro. Like what is this?
Yeah. It's literally how are you making like, money on it?
What?
That's what I mean. Like it literally, they literally have to be getting it for free. Like,
right, like, it's
no way possible you're not getting
$2, like, my
bro,
nigga.
Like, and they still only give you one sauce. So that's how they get you because they charge you 50 cents for the.
It probably
costs
more for the sauce than it does to actually make the fucking nuggets that they're selling.
It probably costs them more for the cardboard the nuggets come in than the actual nuggets.
Yeah, no cap, no lie. But yeah, I think I'm gonna start getting into thrifting more because apparently they go around like places and stuff. Because I want to get more like
just thrifting around. Period. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I one of my jackets that I have. It has Ron on it, and I just found that thrifting. Literally like $15.
Just the little things, man. Because it's the fact that I do appreciate, and I understand, I do, the more I'm like looking into it, the more I do appreciate that aspect of thrifting more. Because even what I was talking about with like shirts, so like, I hate when I'm wearing something, especially when I'm wearing something and I go out and I see somebody else wearing that same thing. I literally be like, I want to go burn whatever this is right now.
Yeah, I will literally not wear it anymore.
Yeah, same thing. Anymore. I think, because now that I'm thinking about it, I remember there's a jacket that I used to wear. Well, one of the reasons I don't wear it now is because it's falling apart and because it's gotten small on me. But I remember the day I walked out and I saw somebody, I was wearing it, and I saw somebody else with the same. Because, I mean, I bought it online, but I just hadn't seen anybody with it. But I saw somebody with it in black, and I was like, oh, I'm not wearing this jacket anymore. I'm like, I'll be damned. Like, so, like, you just being able to go out and find things that are, like, in niche and fit what you have, like, going on, like, I think
more so shirts for me, but jacket.
See, I'm more, like, jackets I love more than I like shirts. Because I like shirt, because shirts seem, but shirts seem like they're so simple. And then, but they're also not. They're probably the most, outside of shoes, they're the most, like, I guess, dynamic thing out of, like, your collection of things to wear. Right, you can create your own
identity with I still have a lot of my graphic tees, but I used to collect graphic tees and just get, like, a whole bunch. I still have two drawerfuls of graphic tees.
Like, even one thing I'm realizing now as far as, like, you said graphic tees and shit, and, like, so, for example, my shoes, I'm trying to get to the point where, because I know my brain tries to organize things into black and white. So, like, what I'm doing even with my shoes now, I feel like I have all the, I'm missing orange, purple, and, like, straight up green. Like, I have, like, an electric, like, bright green. No, I'm missing orange, purple, and yellow for it. Because I have, like, green. And then after that, I'm just about to start buying, like, random kooky color shoes. Like, did you see that dude?
Yeah, I just need to get my red Dunks.
I got some red Air Maxes. Yeah. 97.
See, I had some Air Maxes, and then I wore
them with my Spider-Man costume.
Like, colors are just so, like, literally colors are just beautiful as fuck. Like, whatever, fucking
whole shoe. Like, all my shoes, though, I just buy different shoes in the same three or four colors. And those three or four colors are black, gray, or white, blue, and red, like, occasionally. Like, it has to be, like, a popping red. Like, I only have two red shoes, but the two red shoes I have are the red Air Max 97s that never go out of style, and red Roshe 1s, which have kind of gone out of style. Yeah. But that's it. I never got a pair of red Chucks.
I kept wanting to get
Huaraches, and they're $75. It's not like they're expensive. And every time I was like, I'm gonna get these, I would be like, I don't want these.
I said the same thing. I would see people with Huaraches. So I remember my ex.
So comfortable.
That was the thing. Like, they look so comfortable. They look so easy to get on and off.
I remember my ex had like some Huaraches, and every time I would look at it, I'd be like, ooh, them shits look fire. And I'd go to the store and be like, I'm about to buy something. The same thing, I'd be like, I'm not buying these fucking shoes.
Right.
I would never. I would literally be like, I'll buy them a fucking pair of Cortezes before I buy. Like, I don't know. Like, I know there are certain shoes that I kind of gravitate towards, but it's also that niche concept. Like, I used to have these, they're still in my fucking room, but I can't wear them anymore because they fuck my toes up because my shoe. I don't know what the fuck happened. Last year, my shoe size was 10.5, and now it's like 11 version on like 11.5, but I bought them when they were 10.5. Yeah, I got some
that don't fit anymore. They fit perfectly fine. I got them last year. They fit perfectly fine like all last year, and then I tried to wear them like a couple days ago, and they like legit hurt.
Yeah.
As soon as I stepped into them.
Like, I literally put the boots on to go to work, and then I came back, and I think that's what fucked up my toe, because I think I just deaded a bunch of nerves in this toe. It feels like it's coming back, but like, I got home and I was like, oh my God, my feet hurt like fuck. Why is that? I was like, oh damn, somehow these shoes got too small. And I know my feet had to grow bigger because they were my favorite shoes, but they look like boots and socks and sneakers. And like, but I had never seen anybody else with them. And I think they were about to sell out probably. I don't think they sold out, but they had to sell out eventually. But I think because I ordered them offline. But I remember it being like, nobody, I was like, I know nobody's really buying these because I keep asking people about them. And be like,
I think the fact that I've been lucky enough to travel like many places, like I've tried to get clothes from other places. So like I have these shoes from Italy that are like they're real, like the way they make shoes like other places, it's crazy because it's like for their environment, in a sense. And so like yeah, and so like they're a lot thinner and stuff, and like there isn't much sole to the shoe, but it looks nice.
Like you could live in Italy.
Yeah. It's Chucks really comfortable. Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. It's like really
around in Chucks all day. Yeah. You could not do that in Atlanta the same way.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I hate Chucks. Like I don't even enjoy. Like I don't enjoy any process of Chucks. I think they look aesthetically cool. Like and every time I see somebody with Chucks on, I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like you have to really like Chucks in order to
use Chucks. Yeah, I like Chucks. I have the black pair of Chucks.
I have these blue leather pair of Chucks that, like, classics. Honestly, bro, I have to be in a great fucking mood to put those shoes on.
They are hard to put on.
They're hard to get off. They have no Chuck support. Shoestrings come all the way up to fucking here.
Yeah.
So if my shoe ever comes untied, I have to go back down and fucking triple loop it to keep it up. And they're not shoes. Chucks aren't shoes that you can just step in and out of.
Yeah.
I have to tie them shit.
Yeah. Bro, you literally have to.
They used to hoop in the midges.
Bro. I say that all the time.
That shit
God bless
me. I know that shit hurt.
I don't even know how they did that shit.
Running up and down the court with fucking Chucks on, bro. I'd be like, bro, there's no support. Even as a regular individual, there's no support walking around.
Niggas were dunking with that shit. Oh my God.
Like, I could see, like, some folks, you know, they did regular comedy. But no, like niggas was in Chucks. I remember we were on like a school field trip because I wore Chucks a lot in high school, and I had my Chucks on, and we passed by like a gym, and I was like, "Dang, bro, there's a basketball." You know, we would play, and then the math teacher was like, "Oh, I got a basketball right here." He called my bluff, and then I was like, "Nah, man, I got on Chucks." He was like, "Man, they used to hoop in the '80s in Chucks," and I'm like, "And them niggas can't walk now, so I'm good. Like, I'm not coming out here.
That's like
and hooping in Chucks. Like, we are advanced, bro."
This is probably
Jordan was fined every game for us not to have to live like that no more.
All right, so
shoes be at an inches to you.
Perfect pair of shoes, just like perfect pair of shoes.
They gotta say niggas are 6'3" with no shoes on. Like, bro, what?
Yeah, basically, bro. Like, the perfect pair of shoes really does do it. Well, okay, random. I guess you're talking about just fashion and shit and how you guys relate to clothes. What is your favorite part of the outfit?
For me, a lot of times, it would differentiate between, like, the hoodie and the hat, but because I'm growing my hair out, I don't wear all my hats anymore, it's still always the hoodie. You will always catch me with a hoodie.
These are nice.
I think I have to give pants.
Oh, the pants. Yes.
I have to give pants number one, because, come on, man. You've had to learn over time that you got to find pants that are just, like, slim. It's usually the slim fit that works for me. But if it just pretty much like outlines your shape and has a wraps around your ankles, right? Instead of that loose, relaxed, that's the perfect pants, right? So that's what you need.
What is your favorite? What is your perfect pair of pants? Like in between all the classes of pants, jeans, joggers,
corduroys,
cargos. I don't know. Pants are amazing, bro.
Pants are nice.
Cargo pants. Some cargo joggers.
Oh, cargo. My God. I got these Nike cargo joggers, bro.
Oh, my God. Bro. Nike makes the best joggers, bro.
Bro, I wore those every year during the pandemic.
Yes, bro.
Every day, bro.
No cap.
I have on the Adidas sweats right now. And I went out with my friends like one Saturday with these on. And I was like, bro, I found these Nike joggers on sale. And I ordered them. And I was like, bro, for the rest of the pandemic, y'all gonna see this shit. I swear, one of my friends take pictures on Snapchat. If you just go through his Snapchat memories, you're gonna see me in them fucking pants every fucking time.
Bruh.
Those Nike joggers are the truth.
Bro, Nike makes the best jogger. It's perfect. The Nike Tech jogger is the most perfect jogger, at least that I've ever worn. Now, I know there have to be a higher class of jogger. And I was like, why are these pants $100? And so I bought a pair and I was like, no, I get it.
I completely understand.
Like, they fit perfect. They're so comfortable. And that pocket on the side, the zip, is the most amazing. You can put infinite shit in Nike Tech pants. Oh, you can literally put a whole bank in them shits and just be walking regular. Yeah, you would just look like niggas would never you just look like a slightly expanded chicken wing. Like, but it hides perfect.
I got the black one.
Yeah,
and I wanted the light gray ones and the dark gray ones, and I even wanted the blue ones. Mm-hmm. But I'm like all legs, so I have to get medium tall because I have small waist, long legs.
Yeah.
They only have medium tall in black. All the other ones, they don't have it, bro. I bought these pants in like July, and I have checked back every week. They are not there. Yeah,
like I think jeans. Based on the jeans, so I used to not really like jeans like that, but based on the jeans that I'm getting now, and I figure, like, if I can find other outside of G-Star, because I asked a few people, they've given me different types of jeans that they like, because I like the flake. I like being able to put my jeans on, but it feels flexible. But also, I don't know, jeans just make you feel badass. Joggers have been my favorite. Joggers fill up my fucking drawer, like, of all, like, now it's specifically, I'm getting to that point of like. I don't know. As I've grown, like, it's not a matter of... I'm still, like, I'm not going to spend $1 billion on... Or preferably, I'm not going to spend my whole check on what the fuck ever I got going on as far as clothes-wise. But, like, I understand the concept of quality more. Like, yeah, I used to be like, okay, I want more and... Okay, it used to, like I said, I got to a point where I was like, okay, I care about how I look. But, like, I guess these work. I guess these are nice. Well, these aren't that expensive. But then, like I said, after I was like, oh, I get Nike Tech joggers. I don't buy certain... I'm literally, like... They have to be a certain quality of joggers. The only time I'll go, if I'm gonna buy a new pair of joggers, I usually go Nike. But like, it's just because it's Nike Techs, bro. Like, you can't go wrong with them shits. Like, outside of that, like I said, jeans. My favorite part of the whole outfit, I think, is the jacket. The outerwear is just. It could be a hoodie, but I don't think I like hoodies as much because they're so like fit to form, and you can transform like in the zip up like jacket. You can be all the way zipped up with it. You can unzip with it. Mm-hmm. I like being. I feel like I'm really extra, and I like being able to turn and have that like with a jacket. Like,
Jackson
shit. Yes, bro. I feel like even in my dad gave me a jacket recently. He gave me a jacket recently because I guess he just doesn't want to wear it anymore. But like it has. I feel like Edward Elric every time I put it on. It has a crest on the back of it, and the jacket. That's the other thing. The jacket is white, so it's harder to keep clean. But and the crest is white, but it feels like I don't know. Jackets. I think I don't
dude,
know.
Dude, jackets give you a different like mood. I feel like with each different one. Like I have this one like. Biker type jacket, like it's just zip and then it has a bunch of buckles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit's hard. And then like the jacket that I took to the video shoot with the bird on the back with all the gem and rhinestones, like that shit. And then like just I don't know, like a pea coat. Like yes, just bro. Like you could
peacoat is like peacoat is like the last thing that I want to add. That's like the only jacket that I want that like I don't have.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of jackets, but I don't. Deviate. I have my jean jackets. I have my bomber jackets, and then like a fucking winter coat. But I live in Georgia, so But like the peacoat's the last one that I actually like want.
Yeah,
like a tan peacoat. Like nigga,
that's So I think my favorite. I don't know. It's between like it's either the shirt or the shoes.
I said it. Yeah,
shoes or shirt. It's either the shirt or the shoes. Cause like I don't know the shoes. When you put on a nice pair of shoes, bro. Like you feel like you could just walk anywhere
on
anything. You could just like I don't know, and then the right shoes for the right occasion, and then just how you could just mix and match like the color schemes of shoes, the different materials of shoes you could do. I don't know, shoes are just.
Cause I okay the moment I had so this is I had I ordered the
send the details
yes yo so look, I ordered the Quantum Yeezys right and I got the frozen blue ones so and I liked it like literally like I put them on and I was like oh my goodness like I think they came in at night and I put them on and I was like oh my goodness I just want to go do something I just like you could just feel it so I think. We went out, we did what we had to do, we came home, and I was like, bruh, I just feel nice, like, I want to go out and do shit. I was just walking around in the shoes all day, and I think we started playing Remnant or something like that, and I went back in the room, and it was dark at the time, bro, the wave pattern on it glows in the dark, bro, and I didn't even notice it at first, like, I was like, yo, that subtle detail is so amazing, even the way it, like, works with the blue, is like, because it's blue dye over it, so it kind of looks like it looks like the ocean on the side of the shit. Like little details like that. Like the small things are the things that
make I also like how shoes like they illuminate in like black light or like certain lights. Like my my Air Maxes, the blue and purple ones with like the red shoelaces.
My black ones do that. They look not like neon, but like they glow. The white is like super exposed. When it's dark, like if you do the flash on it, it's like you put a black light on it and you can see it pop up. Like I love those.
The colors make sense or make a big difference. So like even because even last year when I was like I was getting more into like clothes, I was gravitating a lot towards like black, but I think it's because I didn't have as many colorful shoes. So even though jackets are like my favorite thing, I think every time, I don't know if everybody does this, but anytime I make my outfit, I'll automatically start with the shoes and then I build like up from there. So like for example, we're doing a shoot when we go to Miami, and I have
that's I told crazy. I feel like the shoes are like the last puzzle piece for me.
I definitely like, did the shoes last. I put
everything together and then it's like okay, these are the right shoes.
Yeah, like all my stuff coordinates for the most part anyway. So it's just about picking the right shoe and it's just like I've legit grabbed a pair of shoes, put them on, went downstairs, looked in the mirror like nah. Give me a minute.
Like so when we go to Miami there's there's a shoot that we're doing. We're all supposed to get like this cerulean color. So I ordered some pants online and they were like, I thought they were like the color I was looking for, but they were a little bit too light. And after they got here and then my shoes got here, I was like, the pants kind of match the shoes, but they don't like really match the shoes. So I went to get like, I think me and Q went to Lenox yesterday. And I saw literally the most perfect color, but like I guess I get that concept, like because the I guess you said you start with what the shirt.
So I think I either start with a shirt or pants. Like it varies, but I think I make sure the last thing is probably the shoes for sure.
That makes sense. No, I'm probably. Because like you said, the shirt is like, I feel like you automatically, I mean, you examine a whole nigga fit, but like, the shirt is like,
It's also like, oh, I want to wear this shirt today, or I want to wear these jeans today. So it's like, that's how I kind of go about it.
All right. I definitely do that with my shoes, though. Yeah. I feel as if I haven't worn a pair of shoes in a long time, or if I haven't gone out in a while. And
that's like, crazy. I don't do that. Like, if I haven't worn a pair of shoes, it's just because I just think other shoes fit their current outfit better. And so if I have an outfit that I'm like, okay, I feel like these shoes are gonna go, then I'll wear that shoe. But other than that, a shoe will probably stay in my closet.
That was about to say, literally when you said it, I was like, dude, I have two pairs of shoes. I have one pair of shoes. The only reason I know I haven't worn them in a minute is because it's been cold. And the way the shoe is made is basically literally like a sock inside of a plastic frame. So if the wind blows and I have the shoes on, then I can feel whatever it feels outside, I can feel inside of the shoe. And I never wear them in wintertime. And I only wear them in summertime because they're basically like sandals. The other pair, I just have not worn in a minute. They're actually, I think they're the next thing that I'm about to remove from my shelf because I've literally run out of space, so I have to literally start just taking shit off whenever I get more shit. So, but I haven't worn them in a minute. I don't know why, in fact, but like, I don't think I really do that as much either. I think it's just a matter of like, I think you have a favorite pair. Do you have a favorite pair of shoes that you return?
Yeah, I got like three pairs of shoes. That's why I would do it. Like, I'll be like, I wear these shoes all the time. I haven't worn these in a while. I will make a fit to go with those.
That's fair.
And wear those for today.
Now, I bought a pair of shoes recently that I was like, oh yeah, and I have not worn them once. And then like
I threw these shoes on today because I just bought them and I hadn't worn them since I bought them.
The first time I'm probably gonna wear my Air Force Ones is gonna be in Miami. I'm like, they're still in the box.
Yes, I feel that. I've been trying not to wear some
all
of
white
shit.
Shoes. I'm not wearing them.
No.
On God, for me, it's about time I get a new pair of Vans.
Maybe oh my god!
Maybe they'll cut out white, but it's a tough decision.
I had a limited edition pair of all red Vans. Like everything, it was red.
Fits the Miami aesthetic, no matter what.
I had my blue Vans when I was in Miami. I just felt better in those shoes.
Speaking of which, before we drop on this topic of fucking domestic terrorism, what the fuck going on in Miami? I'm still going for my fucking birthday. I'm not gonna roll.
No, that's normal.
Like, are we turning birthday?
Is it, but like,
kind of. Nah, I mean, like, it's kind of exacerbated because of the pandemic. Totally, yeah. So niggas didn't get to go last year.
Has anybody been? I've never been to Miami. Have you been to Miami for spring break?
Yeah.
What was that like? It's chaotic. I mean, like,
it's lit though.
Oh my. Like, you have any like direct like? I mean, that's. You have any like scenarios of like what was your experience like? If you can summarize your experience, like, seven minutes. What? If you can like or highlights. Because I've never been.
The beach is packed.
Mm-hmm.
I never went during spring break. I went during May.
Women would do almost anything on the beach.
You said what?
Women would do almost anything on the beach. Yeah. It is a wild scene.
Because my thing is like...
The clubs are cool.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very eventful. South Beach, just walking down South Beach...
It's just packed.
It's packed, but like... Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No.
It's kind of... Like that,
niggas just getting drunk in the street.
Yeah, just walking around during spring break. Because I've been to Miami during spring break, and then I've been to Miami outside of spring break. However, the other time I was down with my mom and we went on a cruise, so obviously it wasn't the same. I was also a 14-year-old, but when I went for spring break, it was like spring break. Like it was just absolutely like chaotic and a lot going on.
Because you know, I mean,
they just did the thing, like, yeah, what, last That's week? Easy. And so, I'm hoping that it definitely That's does.
No, because you're going after your birth, like, after your birth date, right?
No, I'm going, like, we're literally, it ends, the lockdown ends the 12th. My birthday's the 11th. Okay. We're going to be down there that weekend.
Yeah. It's most, like, the spring break crowd is mostly going to be gone. Because
That's what I was
college
saying.
Spring break is pretty much over by the end of March. Like, next week is really the last week that they're kind of like, when we went, it was, like, March 17th through, like, the 23rd or some shit like that, because that was Georgia State spring break. And it was, like, Georgia State spring break, AUC spring break, Howard spring break. And then that's just the thing. All the colleges come down because they have the same spring break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't, because, you know, it's not that I still think I'm a pretty fucking solid party animal, but I figured out, like... I don't know. I just don't care for like a billion people, man. Like the more like it might be a symptom of age. And I don't even, but I'm not even like old. I'm 24. I'm about to be 25. Like I'm like, it's like I enjoy being around people. But now that I found people that I really, really, really enjoy being around, I literally be like, I'm not trying to be around all you.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's definitely like that.
All this like I
if you go to South Beach, it's like that. Like I went to the beach. We were there like 4 days. I went to the beach 3 times. Once we went at night, and that was the most fun I had at the beach. Mm. And then the 2 days that we were like actually out there, like the people I was with, we went to the beach behind our hotel. Just hopped the gate. Nobody's fucking looking. But like the 2 days that we were out there, I was like I don't like the beach for me is serenity. The water is the same. I don't want to be bombarded with a whole bunch of people. So I was like, I don't like this. Like I legit, I ended up just going back to the room with one of my homies, but I was like, bro, if y'all want to stay down here, that's cool. I'll just go down the way to Miami Beach because the spring breakers are on South Beach. I'll just go down the shoreline to Miami Beach and chill.
I hope while I'm down there, like you said, this should be like less crowded because they extended like a curfew. It's like everybody gotta be inside. But I do, my thing is like, I do want at some point to be able to just walk out on the
beach. Right, I'm praying that
No, we're still gonna short like, I don't like we're still gonna be out there.
Because I'm like, bro, I want to be able to like go out on the beach at night. I wanted to be able to be like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm like, bro, come on, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Let's smoke a blunt. Go watch the water, bro. Oh my, it's literally going to be therapy. I have not seen the fucking ocean in so fucking my soul is like
came out since 2019.
Crazy. Same, bro. It's literally my soul is like
craving it.
Yes, bro. Like so. All right, man. So. Domestic terrorism.
About Linux, I was gonna segue to the shooting because niggas been shooting.
You know, ironically, there was a joke we made when we said that dark humor joke. Niggas was like, niggas about to pull up to Linux. Something about like white people on crazy shit. They were like, it's gonna be a mass shooting at Linux. I was like, yeah, it's gonna be because a nigga's gonna pull up at Linux to shoot, and 30 niggas gonna pull up and shoot him.
Right.
Like, niggas, a massive amount of niggas are gonna shoot this one nigga.
It's like a reverse mass shooting.
Exactly. Basically, but so how do y'all feel about what's been going on? I know there was a shooting in Colorado
Monday.
Ten
people got shot.
What was the question was the I put in? Now that COVID is over,
not that COVID, it's not that COVID our is mass over. Shootings I was like, back. When you put it in there, I was gonna say yes, like legit yes. Last March, when the country locked down,
yeah.
Last March was the first March with no school shootings since 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't even fucking know that. Literally putting people on lockdown. I mean, it made sense. Putting people on lockdown stopped people from doing as much. But it's very interesting, like, I don't know, seeing this. Yeah, man. Like, because even as far as, like,
okay. Everything's not even open yet.
That's
like COVID open. Vaccines just started rolling just out.
Especially like the one that happened, the spa shooting last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Atlanta. Like,
yep. Well, the guy went to different spas. Three different Midtown.
Buckhead, Midtown.
Yeah. And my thing is like even as far as like the whole gun thing goes, problematically, the government has guns. But if the government didn't have guns, I'd dead ass be like, get rid of all fucking guns. It's like, because there's no, it's like, if there were no guns, then nobody. But it's also the fact that our government.
That's always the thing I go to. Like, people are like, oh, I need guns to protect myself. If nobody had guns,
no one had,
you wouldn't need
guns. You wouldn't need guns to protect yourself. Right, because like,
nobody has guns.
It's the fact, like, even, and it's also the way, it's the way that our whole government is set up and trained and all that shit. Because, even within the concept of, like, for example, in other countries, like, I think France, they're not trained to pull out and just start shooting niggas. It's like, the police are trained to, like, stop the
de-escalate
situation.
De-escalate the situation.
And then if that worse comes to absolute unheard worse.
Unheard of in this country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's a totally different thing. And thus, niggas is like, okay, I need guns to protect myself. But, like, you get situations like this. But like you said, if there also, are no guns, then...
I don't know if it was the... Well, I think the shooting here that happened in Atlanta last week, I don't even know his name, but he got the gun that he did the shooting with
the same day. Yep.
And then the shooter in Colorado got the gun after their legislature reversed a pseudo ban on assault rifle type weapons, like AR type weapons. Mm-hmm. After they rolled that ban back, literally like the same day or a couple of days later, he went and shot up a grocery store. Mm-hmm. So it's like literally, you can stop this. You're enabling it. Mm-hmm. And every time there's a mass shooting, the NRA sales go up. Because every time there's a mass shooting, people NRA is just like, oh, you need to buy guns. So,
to protect yourself.
And then the NRA funnels money to politicians who don't back gun laws. Mm-hmm. And that's why we keep having mass shootings. Mm-hmm. I think there's been close to 200 or not, maybe over 200 mass shootings in the United States just in 2021. Mm-hmm. And a mass shooting is any shooting of three or more people. Mm-hmm. So there's been, we're not even like 200 days into the year. Mm-hmm. So like, that's multiple a day.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's like, there's like multiple a day. That's wild.
Yeah, and the statistics on it are really fucking crazy and insane. It's like, I don't know. There's, I don't know. Humans just went wrong in so many different fucking areas. I can never say humans is a fucking whole. You know, it's America. I mean, humans as a whole. But...
them crackers.
Yes! More specifically.
Yeah. Most specifically.
So, even, okay, random. I know this is a random tangent to a point because we can always, I do want to circle back to this point in a second. But, like, I got into a discussion with, shout outs to Stacy and Paul. I don't know who brought it up, but one of them, I feel like Stacy was like, randomly, what is the highest amount of money that a human being should be allowed to have and accumulate in their lifetime? But like, not per se, not accumulate in their lifetime, but to have in their life.
Like at one point
in like net worth. Yeah, like what's the cap basically? And I was like, at first I said 500 million, but then 50 million was what we came to. And I was like, yeah, because that makes sense. And it shouldn't even be like, literally, if you make something super fine and you're super dope, then I want you to be able to be like, for example, I use this example, Michael Jackson. Fucking Michael Jackson. Is it worth 50 million? Easy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fucking Jackson. So like, but after it's like after a certain point, literally like all that money that you have doesn't like, it does, 50 million or 500 million, like what is the biggest like difference? You can still do whatever.
a million is still a drop in the bucket to you that you wouldn't be able to, that you be able to accumulate back. But like, I feel like basically we were trying to go like, where did humans go wrong throughout the whole concept? Because we went back and forth between, okay, niggas should not be millionaires. And I was like, no, niggas should be able to allow to be millionaire, be allowed to be millionaires, because some people are truly, truly extraordinary. Yeah. And then he was like, well, maybe we didn't need leaders or kings. And I was like, no, I think we still should have kings and leaders, because there are some niggas who are good at being kings and leaders, who are good at like leading people. But I was like, money is literally where the root went in the wrong direction, because like you can have, you cannot sustain yourself off of money, like literally like off of money in and of itself. You can't eat money. You can't give, like, it has assigned value versus like
one of my mentors used to always say this. He's like, money is a fiat object. Like, mm-hmm. it by itself is mm-hmm. worthless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how it's used mm-hmm. is what gives it value.
Mm-hmm. Like, and even in the concept of like, for example, a long time ago, if you had land, corn, animals, crops, and whatever. Crops, animals, and fucking other shit, it was like, okay, this nigga's rich because he has
you stuff. Can live off the land.
Mm-hmm. You can literally live off the land. And I mean, there's checks and balances to like everything, because you don't want somebody who just has infinite amount of land and like some niggas that don't have like land, because like, because there's ways you can find loopholes in everything. But I feel like within the system of like, if you could set it up in a system where people have like stuff that like sustainable things basic that you needs. Can basic needs and sustainable basic things.
I think, yeah, I think I don't think there's a way to do that without a cap. I don't mm-hmm. know what like the cap should be mm-hmm. per se. 50 million sounds, you know, within mm-hmm. the ballpark maybe, mm-hmm. but it definitely like the cap depends on what is the basic financial requirement, if you will. That's probably not the best phrase to put it, for you to survive, right? Comfortably.
Yes.
Like, not just survive. I'm talking about level playing field, right? Mm-hmm. Where education, healthcare, mm-hmm. Social services, transportation, mm-hmm. all this shelter, all this type of stuff, quality of food, and just mm-hmm. quality of life, period, mm-hmm. for every American, even if we just cap it at our country, is sufficient. Where, like, basically there's no poverty or effects
there's
of
no
poverty.
There's no cost of living.
Right? Basically. There's no cost of living. Like, those things are all met. Mm-hmm. Then, like you said, there are extraordinary people
yeah.
who are super talented or super smart or whatever that deserve the right, if they wish, to share their gifts for profit. Right? Like, I have no problem with that.
Yo.
But as long as people... Yeah, that's what he was called. But as long as people's basics are met mm-hmm. at a real true like comfortable standpoint, then you can rise. But like that bottom thing should never fall out, mm-hmm. meaning that with the cost of living and inflation and things going up, that cap may shrink because mm-hmm. population grows, mm-hmm. inflation grows, cost of living grows,
mm-hmm.
so that cap can be forever changing, mm-hmm. but the base would be forever changing, but the base should never dip down for the cap to rise.
Yeah.
Which is where we're at. The base dips down so you can have Jeff Bezos being almost 200 billionaires.
Yeah.
Like that's, like you said, yeah. that's where we went wrong.
Like,
or
yeah.
not me, that's where.
Them crackers.
Because it's like, that concept of being a billionaire is literally insane.
It's
like
immoral.
It's like, and even within the construct of like I said, you have billionaires that are like, we need to save more money. It's like
it was a big thing on Twitter. Kylie Jenner's assistant or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't actually read into the story, but I kept seeing it. He needed, or she, I don't know who, needed like surgery mm-hmm. that I think was like $60,000, and Kylie Jenner started a GoFundMe. And, right, like it's like, yo,
give her the money.
Give them the money. Like that's literally all you have to do.
Because I hate hilarious. People. It's not like
network.
Keep it to Virgil's, bro.
Because it's not like. Because you have people
more than people's lifetimes.
Bro.
She would just simply reply. It's not that simple.
It's literally because
she makes like 400 some thousand a day,
bro. It's that's what I was just
right.
About to say.
You could take out a quick ad, real quick.
I owe people,
bro. Post on Instagram, bro.
that's all you gotta do.
And like, and that's what I mean, like, because you have people that are literally like, why are y'all watching these niggas' pockets? I was like, bro, that's people, somebody needs to watch their pockets so we can know what's
going on. Bro, look at what happened when we don't watch their pockets.
Bro, these niggas, but I was like, bro, I don't think you understand how rich some of these people are. Like, you're working, they make what you make in a year and like a day, in some cases, an hour. And it's not, and that's literally not enough. Like, what you are taking to, what it takes for you to survive, they literally make in a day.
It was some ridiculous number.
Like, think about that.
It was some ridiculous number that, like, if Jeff Bezos, like, I'm just throwing it out there.
If he gave away all of his, like.
It's not even that. If Jeff Bezos was walking down the street and he dropped something like $3,000, it would cost him more to stop and pick it up than keep going.
Yes. Literally.
You know how crazy
like
that is,
one
bro?
Podcast episode.
You literally. Like, just off of, that's what I mean, off of GP.
Like, counting pockets counts, Christ. Like, for us. Like, I'm not going to sit here and watch y'all niggas' pockets. Like, that's crazy. That's
somebody
stupid.
Needs to watch their pockets.
I'm about to watch Jeff Bezos' pockets. Like, bro, what are you doing?
I was telling somebody this.
Why do you have this much money?
I think I was telling Ron this over the course of the weekend. So, this is another. Because what we're going through now is very similar. Specifically with what's going on with the pandemic and the fact that, like, job is, like, there's a scarcity of jobs in a way. And then, like, because, yeah. You know, like, over the course of what's happening, billionaires have just gotten richer. And like the people that don't have 700%. Money, yes. Yeah. And then like the people that don't have money have gotten poor. So they were like, "This is a very dope, not dope, but a very equivalent comparison to what happened in the late 1890s, or in the 1890s, early 1900s to 1920 and something like that, when you had all the people working in factories and shit back in the day, like, and they were like losing limbs and shit and making like pennies on a dollar, but billionaires were getting richer, right. And it was like these people were dying, and they had like, and billionaires are doing like." Literal shit that you just shit that you would do in Grand Theft Auto. So, like, perfect example. There was a woman, a guy, his daughter was getting married, or it was her birthday or something like that. This nigga dropped 10 mil or some crazy number like that to get to fly like 1,000 or 10,000 butterflies from Brazil to America. They did it, and his idea was like they were gonna open up the roof and all the butterflies were gonna fall in or fly in. Bro, they did it. The butterflies got there and they died because butterflies die in like, I don't know, like
altitude
a week.
Or something probably. Or
no, they like,
or just the lifespan.
The time, yeah, their little lifespan. It's a 3 weeks for them to get there. The butterflies died in a week. They got there. They opened up the shit, and at the girl's shit, you just had like thousands of dead butterflies just falling from the fucking ceiling.
They
it's just parody, money.
They parodied that in Bob's Burgers.
That's where it came from.
Yeah, they
bro.
Parodied that in Bob's Burgers.
Like, it's literally like because they have money, like, and they can just do shit like that. It's really like, oh, cool, yeah, fly 10,000 fucking butterflies up here, get 3 ostriches and a fucking emu, and put them all out here. And at the same time, we have people who are literally eating bread on a daily basis
with
to sustain their with mold to sustain survival. Is the most insane shit that I've ever
inhumane
like
thing ever.
And that was, I think. Talked about this. Like that was one of the things I was trying to get to in the argument that I was having with Kel Bane that night. I was like, bro, the like niggas is
bro. You said that last week. Like, I didn't realize, I didn't hear the name you said, mm-hmm. So I thought you were making like a reference to something else. That's mm-hmm. why I was like, who? I was like, what? And then I was like, oh yeah, I completely wiped that part just like mm-hmm. out of my memory mm-hmm. from that. That was
mm-hmm.
hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Like, is even like you shouldn't. $6 billion, $2 billion. That number should not exist. Because it hits me so in so many different ways in so many different time periods. Like last night, for example, I was looking at something. They were basically breaking down how like because humans literally only live for so long, and because our brains have only had to develop and do so much. Is almost out of memory.
No, I just didn't clear it.
Because it's not because our brains only have like so much memory. We don't understand what a million is. Like we understand it just, at least as far as like kind of as far as money goes. But like you think about a million years, you cannot count. Like you can't think about a million years.
It's not a concept. Like I love when people use rice to compare $1 million to $1 billion mm-hmm. and just seeing the vast difference mm-hmm. in that amount. But it's. And the other thing about it is, especially when you look at like people's net worth mm-hmm. is like Jeff Bezos' net worth, I think is 189 million mm-hmm. or billion or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. That's not all physical money. Mm-hmm. Like it's taken into account his ownership in Amazon yeah. and other business ventures, and then like cash that he has on hand for maybe stuff that he sold and he made his salary, stuff like that. But even still, when you look at a salary, that's over the course of a year. Mm-hmm. I don't get my whole salary when I start working. I get a fraction of it. So,
exactly.
Like, not that's all I taxes. See, right? And not to mention taxes, which he doesn't pay as much. But, like, it's like, that's not all that I see.
Gotta have health care.
So, it's like, gotta pay my car insurance and shit. Gotta pay bills, utilities. It's like, that number isn't even there, right? Like, I could look at my bank account and see how much money I have to my name, right? It's not the same for a fucking billionaire. Like, their money is like, it's like spread around. It's just like this everywhere. Is an estimate of what you have, because we can't fathom that you really have that much.
Like, because it literally does not even make sense. Even if I was even talking to somebody, I was like, bro, just capitalism is just so crazy how it's warped our minds. Even talking to somebody, I want to buy a private island. I want to have my own island. Why? You need a whole space of land. For you to go be at, what, 2 weeks out of the year? Just for you to go somewhere else?
And on that space of land, occupy, what, 1,000 square feet at most?
Like, what are you going to do? You're nothing. Like, people are dying. What are you talking about, man?
They can lose your sense. Kim, people are dying.
Like, okay?
They can lose your salary.
Bro, and
still be okay.
Still be
having
perfectly
money
fine.
Isn't everything. Not having it is. By the philosopher Kanye. Alright, man. We love y'all. It's been a beautiful stream. Episode goddamn 26 goddamn. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. We love y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Black Lives Matter. And stars.
I say this every week. Twitter is the best social network.
It is.
But we also have Instagram.
Stop Asian hate.
And you know to find us
Stop
on Twitter.
Asian fucking hate.
What is that? YouTube? Mm-hmm. Twitter.com/AsharkStream. Instagram.com/AsharkStream. Come talk y'all shit. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter.
And sorry.
Stop Asian hate.
Yes, sir.
We are still recording. Shout out to Keem.
No free promo. No. Okay, yeah.
We need some sponsors.
Get to it, man.
We love you.
Peace.